listen, you kids, quit that out there. I don't care if you're killing horny toads or not. Listen, you're gonna chip your mama's bowling ball. Cut it out. Hello?
Hey, Roy.
Well, hello, Phil.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Can I get you to hang on for just a second?
Sure.
Hang on. Now then, now that y'all stop that, you just get that mess cleaned up before the dog gets into it and makes himself sick. I'm sorry, Phil.
Ew.
Yeah, well, you know how it is. Sometimes it's a three-ring circus around here if you got kids.
I'm sure it is.
Yep, them kids of mine, I swear, what they don't tear up, they deface with one of their gooey doll stickers.
Yeah.
Guarantee. You'd think with a Father's Day coming up that they'd act a little bit better than that.
Well, you'd think that.
Yep, although now that I really stopped to pause to think about it, Letitia has come in sober every night this week.
Well, that's nice.
Yep, and Raymond, bless his heart, he's had all my favorite issues of Jugs magazine. Took them and bound them in a waterproof vinyl binder, Phil, so I can take them with me out on the boat fishing.
Cool.
Yep. Speaking of which, I don't suppose y'all got out to do any this week.
Not this week. How about you?
Oh, no. It's been so hot, Phil, I hadn't been out a whole lot myself. In fact, I can't even get Sharon Jean out of the house.
Really?
Yeah, of course, I can't say that I blame her much. Last time she went out to get the mail, she sweated so much, two deer and a family of squirrels mistook her for a walking salt lick. Neighbor kids was playing in a runoff, Phil, like a slip and slide.
That's not fair.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah.
Not only is she miserable, but this heat puts her in a plum sour mood, Phil.
Really?
Yep, I only seen her smile one time in the past week, and that was when she just happened to be standing over the vent in her moo-moo when the air conditioner kicked on.
Oh, yeah, kind of a Marilyn Monroe thing.
Well, kind of. I think skirt and wind about the only thing they got in common.
Marilyn Monroe's.
Lynn Monroe. Don't let her hear you say that.
Okay.
So needless to say, all my fishing this week, Phil, has been a solo effort.
Yeah.
Which is just as well, though, when you consider that Tuesday I went up to the middle leg of Johnson Creek.
Yeah.
Ended up hurting myself.
How's that?
Well, I was trying to bait my hook and job myself in the hand.
Ow.
Yep, I was glad I was alone. Just imagine how embarrassed you'd be if somebody saw you giving yourself a hand jobbing on the middle leg of the Johnson down there.
That's oh, my.
Plum embarrassing, yeah. As much experience as I got. And yesterday, I got out late afternoon and went down to Lake Firestein.
Firestein?
Yeah, it's a queer little place, Phil, off the backside of Lake Liberace.
Uh-huh.
I say it's queer. That's because before you can get there, you got to take a little ferry.
Oh, is that right?
I didn't have one, so they wouldn't let me in.
Well.
Next time, I'll go take Tad, the all-night butter boy, down at the Pancake Maybe they'll let me in. Listen, I better get off of here.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Sharon Jean's run the kids off to the store, and I think she's got a mind to give me part of my Father's Day present.
Oh, yeah?
Hang on a second.
All right.
I'll be in there in a minute, honey. How come you're getting out to Crisco? Huh? No, you don't understand, baby. It ain't the oily bird that gets the worm. Listen, I better go.
We're playing Joe DiMaggio and Marilyn Monroe's again.
Marilyn Monroe's, yeah. Y'all have a good one.
Okay.
I guarantee you.
Bye.
Listen, I tell you what, hang on a minute. Let me grab a bottle of vinegar and the salad tongs. We play hide the crouton. How about that? All right. I can do that Marilyn Monroe. I got a toast. Coffee, maybe. I can do that.